Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, I tell you what, it does not get any better than this for foodies across Southern Arizona, because I am sitting here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon where the sun is shining and the buzz is going around Main Gate Square, because once again, it is First Thursday Art Walk down here at Main Gate Square, and I am thrilled to be broadcasting live right here, right now, at Gentle Ben's Brewing Company at 865 East University Boulevard, enjoying a wonderful beer, actually enjoying a lovely cigar. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later, but without further ado, I am honored to welcome back one of our favorite celebrity co-hosts for On the Menu Live, a fellow foodie and former Tucson City Councilman, Fred Ronstadt, is back. Hey, Fred.
Woohoo!
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm just enjoying it. Less is not getting better. Sitting out here in the open patio at Gentle Ben's, I'm drinking tequila, but these guys are great, have great beers, and smoking a cigar and hanging out with good friends.
I was going to say, you know, we've sort of hit the threshold against which all success is measured. We are really feeling it all here. And Dennis Arnold, the owner brewer of Gentle Ben's, is going to be talking to us on the second half of the show. He's going to help me pronounce again the kind of beer that I'm enjoying, because I can't pronounce it. But again, you want a fine crafted beer, some of the best beer in this part of the country. You're going to be hearing about it from Dennis Arnold. But First Thursday Art Walk, we want to make sure that you get in your car on your way home from work and meet us down here at Main Gate Square. The featured artist of the month is Gonzalo Espinosa. He's been a guest on our show before. He's got great works that are exhibited literally across Main Gate Square. You can meet Gonzalo. You can get to know him, talk a little bit about his philosophy and his inspiration. Again, come on down. We've got all kinds of things happening. We've got a wine tasting down at Old Dubliner. We've got live music at the Frog and Firkin. Of course, we've got live music and dancing by the Turkish Delights, who are going to be rocking Main Gate Square, Geronimo Plaza. And, of course, the queen of Main Gate Square herself, Vila Gerald from Vila Thai Cuisine, has got her famous wine tasting up there. So this is the place you need to be. Come join the party, because we're just getting underway here at Gentle Ben's Brewing Company at 865 East University Boulevard. And we've got about another 45 minutes left until those $3 pints turn into something more than $3. But anyway, happy hour is going strong here at Gentle Ben's, $3 pints. So, Fred Ronstadt, it's been a while since I've seen you. What have you been up to?
No good, my friend.
No good. Well, good mission accomplished.
You know, I'm looking at this flyer. There's 23 venues down Main Gate.
Exactly, yeah.
And just look at this stuff. This is wonderful stuff. And I know that you broadcast here.
What, the first Thursday
first
of every
Thursday.
Month.
And, you know, I'm really jealous, because you get to see this stuff firsthand.
This is, you know, by day or by night. I mean, this is the place to be. I mean, when the sun goes down, things just really, really come alive in a way that is unlike anything else happening across Southern Arizona, with the tree-lit streets and the live music and the beer tastings and the wine tastings. And you say 23 merchants here that are featured as part of First Thursday Art Walk, but there are more than 50, you know, restaurants and salons and boutiques and retail outlets and, you know, some of the greatest, you know, international cuisine that can be found in the state of Arizona, nay, in the West Coast, Fred Ronstadt, is all happening here on Main Gate Square.
And then, Matt Russell, you just take a quick walk down a little bit east in McHale Center, and there's a game tonight.
So you're actually going to be going to the game tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have something here at Gentle Ben's for dinner and then wander down to McHale.
Great. So, you know, we're going to be talking to Dennis Arnold again. I mean, I think one of the best burgers in town, but one of the things that I like about Gentle Ben's is the variety, you know, the menu's variety. I mean, this is not your typical sort of happy hour pub fare. I mean, you've got south of the brewery foods, which we're going to be talking to him about, you know, great burgers, you know, I think some great wings. And we were talking to Dennis about some of the spice that he's throwing on those bad boys for those that dare.
Sounds like there's a hazmat team.
The hazmat team, right, exactly. But, I mean, even for the people like my wife, you know, the health conscious, you know, people that can't really sort of get into the whole wing and dog and burger thing.
Wonderful.
Seven or eight salads on the menu at Gentle Ben's is really quite something. What have been your sort of culinary pursuits around town? I mean, have you found anything particularly interesting that we might not otherwise know about?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people know about this, and we're luckily going to be talking to him a little bit later. But if you haven't had a Bruce Dog lately, that guy has been there for 20 years and 1 week. just celebrated his 20th anniversary, and that's somebody who I love hanging out with, and we'll get a chance to talk to him a little bit later.
Yeah, Bruce Gerowitz, who really, I think, pioneered the authentic hot dog experience here in Southern Arizona. 20 years doing it in sort of, you know, various locations, but he's been, you know, on the east side of town, you know, on Speedway, right near the Breakmasters there, and he really has become quite an institution here. We're actually tasting some of this chili that he's brought from a secret recipe that he is not going to disclose all of the ingredients.
We need all the beer and tequila just to
exactly
work that stuff down.
Exactly, but you know, Bruce, of course, you and I go you know, a ways back with Bruce Gerowitz.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish we had time to tell all the stories, but this will be the first in what I hope to be a series of conversations with a man that's done incredible things with a hot dog, and he's been doing it for 20 years.
You know what? He's been a major advocate for the small restaurateur. And, you know, believe it or not, you think of some of the really great restaurants in Tucson, they had very meager beginnings, very
sure.
humble beginnings, and Bruce recognizes that, and he's been an advocate for the small guy for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we're here. It's sort of all about the, you know, the locally owned independent restaurants that we really try to showcase here on this show. I mean, you know, as I said, you know, many times, you know, this is not the kind of a show that you're going to see broadcasting live from the Red Lobster or from, you know, they're also, you know, wonderful people. But I have long called Tucson, you know, the culinary capital of the Southwest, and whether you're at sort of a, you know, a pub environment, having some wonderful beers and some, you know, some great food, or, you know, whether you're going to do some 4 or 5 star dining, I mean, Tucson really has you know, runs the range.
And you know, it's the fun thing about going to local restaurants, especially the hands-on owners, you get the sense of the passion they have for what they're doing. You know, Dennis a little bit ago was talking about a beer that he's bringing out pretty soon, and just talking about how he, you know, chose the ingredients and, you know, got them all together and you know, is producing just fine beers. It really enhances your experience when you're out and about in Tucson.
Absolutely. Now, you disclosed that you enjoy a good beer when one is put in front of you, but you're not, you know, there are other spirits for which you serve as aficionado.
Yeah, my first love is the fruit of the agave.
Yes, sir.
But if there's a good beer, and actually, Dennis, we have this big family get-together once a month, and one of my uncles, who's a friend of Dennis, he brings at least one pony keg of whatever Dennis has just been brewing, and man, that's some good stuff.
Wow, and it doesn't really get any better than what Dennis is brewing. And Dennis brews all kinds of great stuff. I mean, one of the things that I like about General Ben's is you sort of have your standard fare of beers and your standard slate, but Dennis has got a lot up his sleeve.
A lot of seasonal stuff. I think he said the NCAA ale.
Is
coming out soon.
Right, we're going to be wanting to find out about that. So, you know, one of the great restaurateurs here in Southern Arizona. Well, I'll look forward to Mark back in the studio to let us know when we actually have our guest online, and I understand that we do. And the time has come yet again for one of my favorite segments of the show. Our good friend Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room returns to On the Menu Live. Yvonne, what's up?
Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
You know what? Let me tell you something, Yvonne. You know, I'm sitting here at Gentle Ben's, where the scenery is absolutely wonderful. The sun is shining. I'm enjoying a beautiful cold beer. And around friends and around my comrades, how can it get any better than this?
Well, you're taking me back to my college days. That's always a favorite. And it's so close there to the university. How can you go wrong?
Exactly. So, you know, all of our listeners tune in to this show, you know, religiously every week, and the 5:15 time has come. What do you have up your sleeve for the wine of the week this week, Yvonne?
Well, this week, the wine that I've selected for the wine of the week is a Darragon Old Vine Garnacha out of Spain. And this is a beautiful example of a Old Vine Garnacha. It's $10.99 here in the shop. Let me tell you a little bit about its flavors. It's very deep and it's very concentrated because it's from 70-year-old vines. And when you get old vines like that, it's like any fruit. It starts producing less but more concentrated fruit. So this is made from 70-year-old vine grapes. And they don't get a whole lot of grapes off of their, a lot of yield from their crops, and therefore these wines are produced in a little bit smaller quantities, which is why it's wonderful to have it at this price point.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
as you can imagine, it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to remind our listeners, you know, Yvonne Fouché at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room has over 350 premium wines in stock, and there's not one bottle of wine at that store that costs more than $15. So we thank you for the public service that you provide to wine enthusiasts across southern Arizona. So, you know your sort of typical Cabernets and your Merlots and your Pinots and your Syrahs. Talk to us a little bit about what this Grenache is all about.
Well, this Grenache has some very distinct flavors and very beautiful flavors, and it'll be a little bit different than what you're going to get in those more traditional varietals that you think about.
Right.
You're going to get some blackberry. You're going to get some cherry. It very typically, this one exhibits good spice. So it's got a lot of depth. It's very balanced. It's very clean. It's very fruit forward. And then it leaves you with a somewhat dry finish. So it kind of goes through every aspect of wine that you could want. A lot of fruit, some dryness, some balance. It's just a really pretty example.
And that's exactly what I was thinking of as you're talking about this, is if you ask me to identify the characteristics of each of the wines that I really like, I mean, it sounds like this is kind of this one mystical, magical combination of them all.
Yeah, it is. It's a good wine, and it's gaining a lot of favor recently or lately, so it deserves it.
Great. Well, what are you thinking about, Yvonne, when someone's going to come in and they're going to taste this wine? What comes to mind when you think about the kinds of food pairings that will go with this Darragon Grenache?
Well, I'm a firm believer that they invented wine long before they invented food. So, for example, the French invented their wine, and then they decided, what kind of food should we invent to go with this?
Right on.
So whenever you're working with a wine and you need to pick something out of the dark, this goes great with Spanish food.
Wonderful.
It's a Spanish wine. It existed. They invented Spanish food to go with it. So it goes good with anything Spanish. And it will even stand up to spices because of the deep berry fruits. If you get a little bit of a spicy meal going on, it will balance that. It will cut the spice. Cut the spice in the
right.
food. And yet it will augment it with the spice that's in the wine. So this goes with a wide range of food. And once again, a big, deep wine like this will also just go well with a barbecue.
Beautiful. That's exactly where I was hoping you were going to lead me, because as a barbecue enthusiast, you're always on the lookout for the kinds of wines that really match well with the wide variety of seasonings and rubs and spices that barbecue represents. So
mm-hmm.
This Darragon Grenache is available at Catavinas for $10.99. Can folks come out and do a little tasting this weekend?
Oh, yeah, this weekend. And the reason that we're featuring this wine is because this week we're doing Bordeaux and Rhone blends. And so we're starting with a Bordeaux wine and a Rhone wine, which are typical varietals that we're all familiar with, but they're both out of France, the south of France. And then what other countries have done is taken those single varietals and turned them into single varietal wines. You know, a lot of people, they feel that wine is confusing or wine is mysterious, or it really isn't.
Right.
But coming out of France, see, what France does is, rather than call a wine a varietal, because really they've only done blends. So they don't have straight varietals like we have here. And
right.
Instead, what they've done is they've called them regions. So, for example, we're doing the Rhone wines and the Bordeaux wines this week. Well, a Grenache is a Rhone blend. If you're on the north of the Rhone Valley, you're going to see a lot of Syrah. In the south of the Rhone Valley, you're going to see Grenache. And what the Côte d'Aronnes do is they blend the two. So a Côte d'Aronnes will have 40% Grenache in it. So what we're doing is we're doing the Bordeaux and the Rhones, and then we're taking you to just a couple of the straight varietals that other countries have taken and turned into their favorites. So the Garnacha is very famous down in Spain.
Wonderful. I tell you, the education in and of itself is one of the things that you're going to get at the Catavinos that you're really not going to get at some of those other stores. So I want to remind our listeners, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yvonne hosts this wonderful wine tasting, this unique flight of wines. You're doing the Bordeaux and the Rhone. Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 4 to 8. Again, you're going to taste six wines for only $10. And if you buy a bottle of wine while you're there, you're going to drop that price down to $8. And I want everybody to know that Yvonne is one of the greatest people in this community, and you want to learn about wine and learn about how you can find some great wines for under $15, you need to go to Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room at 3063 North Alvernon Way, which is just south of Fort Lowell. Yvonne, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend and having you back next week.
Thank you very much. You know, I look forward to having a few of your listeners in here. A couple have stopped by already, and this is a very laid-back shop, and they just fit in beautifully. This is the style of people we like.
Beautiful. You heard it here first on the Menu Live. Yvonne Fouché, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
We're going to learn a little bit more about Catavinos. We'll be right back in about 60 seconds.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, alongside my celebrity co-host of the week, Mr. Fred Ronstadt.
Hello, Matthew.
Fred, welcome back. Here we are at Gentle Ben's at 865 East University Boulevard, enjoying $3 pints of Dennis Arnold crafted beers made by hand from the man who knows like no other. You need to get down here at 865 East University Boulevard, Main Gate Square. We're at the First Thursday Art Walk, my favorite day of the month. Fred, why don't you introduce our next guest, because he's somebody that you introduced me to, and we want to learn a little bit more about him.
Well, this guy actually, he has a little restaurant. It's a hot dog cart, and he's been located in the area of Speedway between Craycroft and Wilmont for a long, long time, and we had some stuff go on with the city council probably about 10 years ago, it seems like.
Six years ago.
Time flies. And there was real... challenge that the council put in front of small entrepreneurs like Bruce and others who work real hard on a daily basis and got to know Bruce back then. He's a great guy, upstanding guy, cares about the little person and introduced you to him.
And not only did you introduce me to him, you introduced me to what he does for a living.
He has something
to celebrate.
The Bruce dog. Now in Tucson and Southern Arizona, there's a lot of store set by the Snorn hot dog. But I got to tell you something, this Jew can make one good dog. It's called the Bruce dog, and this is Bruce Gerwitz.
Bruce Gerwitz, welcome to On the Menu Live.
How are you doing, gentlemen? Thank you for having me.
Doing great. Nice to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
So I had my first Bruce dog experience several years ago, and no one does a hot dog like you do, Bruce. What is your secret?
Well, all the interviews I've ever done, people have always asked me that same question. What's my secret? My secret is I make the hot dogs with love.
Oh, and you can tell. I mean, the intention is there.
If you don't make it with love, if you don't like what you're doing, change and go do something else.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
And you showed us that it's more than just throwing a hot dog on a bun and saying, that'll be $5.95, please.
Anybody can sell a hot dog once. But 20 years in the same location, I must be doing something right.
Tell everybody exactly where you're located, Bruce.
I'm located in the Brakemasters parking lot, 5810 East Speedway, which is right next to TD's, which is where I started 20 years ago, March 1st. And I'm there right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday night.
And what are your hours? You're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm there from 8-ish until 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And Saturday night from around 9-ish, depends on when the Sabbath ends on Saturday night, till 2 a.m. in the morning.
Indeed. And so people can come by and meet Bruce in person and get a chance to
come on down
to sample your love and everything that you do here with these hot dogs. So tell us about the Bruce dog, Bruce.
Well, first off, I've got to say one thing. Everybody out there listening who loves a Bruce dog, there were these two gentlemen when my hot dog cart was stolen 5 years ago that started a fund that helped me raise the money to buy a new hot dog stand. And that was Fred Ronstadt and Matt Russell.
Wow.
And gentlemen, thank you very much. The city of Tucson owes it to you.
My goodness. Well, it was a pretty selfish reason for doing it.
That's right.
I wanted Bruce dogs. I mean,
well, now there's a Fred dog and a Matt dog on the menu. And,
well, Fred lives around the corner, so he's there a lot.
So we're actually having some of this chili. Now, you can't make a Bruce dog without this chili, and this is not Hormel, Bruce Garowitz.
No.
Well, tell us about the story behind this
this
chili.
This recipe is my late mother-in-law's recipe. Dear lady, she was born in Libya, raised in Israel, and if you think that this is spicy, well, you ain't seen nothing, because this is the mild side of her cooking.
Hey, Freddie. he brought the mild, Fred.
Yeah, this is, you know, I asked him when he got here, I said, did you bring the weekday chili or the weekend chili?
Well, I brought weekday chili. I didn't want to kill anybody. You know, eating it by itself, without the hot dog and the veggies, and don't forget the veggies, it's very, very intense.
Right. You've got some family in Israel that sends you over the spices that you use for this chili.
Right.
They're not disclosing what the spices are, otherwise you'd have to...
It's from Israel.
It's from Israel. That's all you need to know.
It's from Israel.
And you got to be the only hot dog cart in town I know that's serving up hummus on the side. I mean, if you want hummus on your hot dog, you're going to Bruce's Hot Dog.
I've got people from all over the world, literally. I've got from Indonesia, from all the Arab countries, and all these folks know that I'm Israeli as well. And I've got from every place in the world that you can possibly imagine, they have come to my hot dog stand. They've heard of me from down under, from Chile, from Peru, from every place you can think of, Brazil. And it's a Southwest American, Mexican, Israeli kind of a hot dog.
And among the people that have come to appreciate what you've done to hot dogs are some celebrities. I mean, who have you had a chance to serve a hot dog to in these 20
George
years?
Clooney's been there a couple of times.
George Clooney likes the Bruce dog.
Yeah, there's a link to me from his website. He says I'm the best hot dog he's ever had in his life. Lake John Denver used to come all the time.
Wow.
The guys from NYPD Blue.
Wow.
A lot of movie stars, a lot of actors have done movies. Kevin Costner's been there. A lot of people have been there.
That's great. And is there one particular topping that someone has requested that you've not been able to, I mean, if people know that you've got hummus and you've got mayo and you've got kosher bacon bits and you've got all these great toppings. Have you ever been stumped?
Well, some people want coleslaw and some people want red onions. And those are both great things to put on a hot dog, but I've already got 13 or 14 different things.
But they don't belong on a hot dog when you got everything. You can, you know, walk through the garden.
I've got mustard, ketchup, relish, onion, sauerkraut, bacon bits, mayonnaise, the meanest, hottest spicy, best chili beans in the entire world, cheese, Chicago veggies, hummus, and sport peppers, and hot sauces from Poblano. They bring it to me. Because they love me.
I love it.
Customers might too.
And on the weekends, you know, it's not atypical to see some lines outside of your place. You know, you serve the college age, you serve the adults, you serve families. My kids love you, Bruce Garowitz.
Well, I have been yelled at by a number of people that have said that I've ruined it for them at home. They can't make hot dogs for their kids anymore. Only come to Bruce.
You're open. The cart is actually open every day of the week.
No, right now it's only open the 4 days a week. Hopefully, soon we'll get my buddy Pat back working there.
Because you did have someone replacing you on the staff.
Lost his driver's license, but it'll be back soon.
Yeah. We're talking to Bruce Garowitz of Bruce's Hot Dogs, the best hot dogs in Southern Arizona, nay, the Western United States. Bruce, it's been a pleasure. We have so much to talk about. We're going to continue this conversation in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
We're broadcasting live from Gentle Ben's, 865 East University Boulevard. We're going to take a quick commercial break. CNN News at the bottom of the hour. Thanks to sponsors. And then when we come back, we're talking to the man himself, Mr. Dennis Arnold from Gentle Ben's. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Breaking news from the Pentagon. Two Pentagon security officers have been shot tonight
One person is in custody near the Pentagon subway station. We're still getting details about what happened, but we do know that the subway entrance from the Pentagon has been shut down. A $15 billion jobs bill passed the House today. CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports the legislation promises much.
Really, it does four things. This jobs bill would give tax credits to people who hire the unemployed. It would help states build, it would help small businesses, and it would provide many miles of highway projects. Republicans question if those things will really mean many jobs. Democrats say it'll create 1 million of them.
The Chilean government late today announced 3 days of official mourning for the victims of last weekend's massive earthquake and tsunami. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Talk about achievement. Doc Rivers led his Boston Celtics to an NBA championship. Yet as the next season opened and a reporter asked how he liked coaching, Doc called his job a miserable joy. A miserable joy. Doc was saying that no matter how impressive his last victory, a coach is only as good as his next game. Nice job on today's success, coach. Now a million armchair experts await your next mistake. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Every career has its miserable joy. Success brings criticism. You can bank on that. The bigger the target, the more people shoot at it. The thing is, you don't let it change your game in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine.
relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, again sitting next to the man himself, our celebrity co-host, Mr. Fred Ronstadt.
Matthew.
Man, it's fun to have you back. I tell you what.
I mean, I like being on the radio. It's fun.
Well, it's...
Well, actually, it's I like being on the radio with you because... It comes with food and tequila. So.
And you have a face for radio.
Yeah, have a face for radio. There you go.
Well, we're broadcasting again here from no better place on this Thursday afternoon. Gentle Ben's Brewing Company at 865 East University Boulevard for this first Thursday art walk at Main Gate Square. It's 25 minutes to 6. That means you've got 25 minutes to come down here and take advantage of $3 pints. Some of the best beer, I think, under the sun. And again, I'm going to ask Dennis Arnold to remind me exactly what I am having because I can't pronounce it. But what a great segue to introduce the man, the pioneer himself of handcrafted beer in Southern Arizona. Dennis Arnold, what's up, man?
Well, what you're drinking there is a Dunkelweiss.
A Dunkelweiss.
A Dunkelweiss.
Oh, talk to me, man.
It's got all kinds of stuff going on in there. Caramel, chocolate, banana, clove. It's just a very traditional German beer.
It's very tasty.
Banana and chocolate and cloves and...
Well, it's a Hefeweizen yeast, and the yeast itself will give the banana and cloves off for anybody that's drank a Hefeweizen.
Oh,
but,
man.
But when you go in with chocolate malts and caramel malts, it becomes a darker beer and rich and just so black.
That's right. It is. It's nice and rich and thick, and it's not even close to heffy.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wouldn't think that, it's because you lose so much of the... banana and clove once the chocolate and the caramel crystal is introduced.
Beautiful, but make no mistake. I mean, this is a nice sort of full-body, rich beer that you can't read a newspaper through. But this is not something that you're going to have one or two of these and say, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I mean, this is something that you could really enjoy on a spring or a summer day.
Oh yeah, the Germans obviously know what they're doing.
Yeah, I would say so. With a little tinkering and twisting and tweaking by Dennis Arnold.
A couple of failed attempts at world domination, but they were good beer.
So here we are, Gentle Ben's. Congratulations for keeping this place going so strong. I mean, you've done some great things in the world of beer, and I want to kind of take a walk through. You know, your beer menu and such, but give people an idea. I mean, I can't imagine anyone in our listening audience that's never been to Gentle Ben's, the mecca of beer in Southern Arizona, but give people an idea about what this place is all about, Don.
Well, Gentle Ben's has been here for, I won't tell you how long, because that's a trivia question.
Oh, trivia question alert,
I'll just run it down. My wonderful wife, Tawn, and I have had this place, we're in our 20th year.
My goodness.
And it keeps us young because this area is so alive. And so there's not a better people watching place probably anywhere in Arizona. And Gentle Ben's has been a mainstay down here, and we have been very proud to be a part of it.
I tell you, when we, our listeners know that we broadcast live from a different location every Thursday. Sometimes we're in the studio, but most of the time we like to get out where the people are. And when we announce the Main Gate Square sort of host for our show, the engineers at the Jolt, they fight over who gets the assignment to come down here. I mean, it actually comes to blows. Paul, who's one of our favorite guys, is out here. I think Paul won the contest here, but there's no better place to people watch and hang out and converse and solve all the world's problems under this beautifully ivy-covered, thatched-roofed patio that we have here at Gentle Ben's.
Oh, I do think it's possible down here to do so. Oh, I don't want to curse anything, but it looks like spring might just be showing itself now, and it is gorgeous.
My Orioles are undefeated. They're 1-0, Fred Ronstadt. My Orioles are 1-0. spring fever is alive and well in the Grapefruit League. I guess today was the big kickoff for the Cactus League, so, you know, there's something in the air that reminds us that we're going to be spending a lot more time outside.
Yeah, the old pine tar and smell of the gloves and all that fun stuff.
Exactly. So, Dennis, we're going to get into the beer a little bit later, but I want to look at your menu because, you know, there's kind of a misnomer when people think, okay, we're going to go to a brewery. You know, so you're going to have your nachos
and,
you know, you're going to fish and chips and you're going to have, you know, there's probably a burger on the menu. But you take a look at this, you know, this menu here. I can't even measure the size of this thing. I mean, I'm looking, you know, there's finger foods, there's salads, there's soups, there's homemade soups, there's strombolis and pizza. Walk us through, you know, the kinds of variety that you have on this menu. I mean, I'm stunned, Dennis.
Well, I think that we're poorly disciplined on keeping things limited. I think that we have probably a little bit north of 60 items on the menu.
Wow.
And we cover Mexican foods and salads and burgers. We put a Sonoran dog on the menu just because I love Sonoran dogs.
Beautiful.
Fish tacos. And, you know, we incorporate beer in a lot of what we do. One thing that people can really look forward to is St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And we go through close to 1,000 gallons of beer a year making our corned beef.
We
have the
goodness.
Luxury of being a brewery, and we boil brisket in our amber ale. And with the enzymes and the pH and the character of the beer, it breaks it down and makes it more tender than any corned beef that you could ever possibly imagine.
I wouldn't have even thought about that. All of our home cooks are salivating right now, wondering what they're going to be doing on March 17th.
Oh.
But don't spend your time wondering how to do it. Just come out to General Benz.
I remember back in the 60s watching my sisters wash their hair with beer. And I was like, there's got to be, you know, I don't want to say it's water from Lourdes, but it's a cooking with it's a blast. And it does a wonderful thing. On St. Patrick's Day, we'll go through about 500 pounds of corned beef because not only do we boil it for hours on end in spices and our amber ale, but after that we take it out and cool it, and then we lightly glaze it with brown sugar and stone ground mustard and then throw it into a 550-degree onion, caramelize that on, pull it back out, cool it, and then we slice it wafer thin.
Now, so speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I mean, that's right around the corner. You got something special going on here?
Oh,
just a little something.
Around here. I tell you, it's nice. It's a nice break for Tucson because the students are always gone on spring break,
yep.
At least the wild ones, and it's you can come down here. We have the old Dubliner across the street.
Right on.
Who has a great party. It'll be just a wonderful place to be, St. Pat's.
Wonderful. So St. Patrick's Day right here at General Benz at 865 East University Boulevard. We're here talking to Dennis Arnold, the owner and brewer of General Benz, here on a first Thursday art walk here at Main Gate Square. Okay, let's dispense with the niceties, Dennis Arnold, and talk turkey here. You got some beers going on here at General Benz.
Well, Matt, the beer that we're trotting out in 7 days will be the 14th annual edition of our national championship double ale, or an easier way to say that is NCAA.
We've heard some chatter on the streets about NCAA. What's up?
The first time I ever made it, after I had brewed it, the Wildcats really started to look bad. I think they had lost 6 of their last 8 games. I'm like, what have I done? I'm cursing them. And as it turns out, Miles Simon and his crew went on to a little bit of a streak ending
right.
in the national championship. So, you know, I've thought it to be bad luck if I don't brew it at this time every year. And this year's edition of it is huge. It's going to come in right around 10.5%.
10.5%.
You just got to pay attention because we'll only serve it in 9-ounce glasses because people will think beer, but they're drinking something the strength of wine. And so we are very cognizant of that and watch people for their own good, but it is a wonderful beer. It's huge. It's got a warmth that you just don't get in any other beer, and it's up to the strength of barley wine, but it doesn't have the cloying thickness of it. It's
right.
finished at a 10-12 specific gravity, and this beer
My
is going to rock the house.
You know, so everyone's talking about these wine dinners and wine pairings, but as we said here on this show, beer is really coming into its own. When you're thinking about this NC double ale, I mean, are you thinking about the kinds of foods that this thing would pair nicely with?
Well, you know, I think beer is food. I would think so.
That's right.
We'll be taking a portion of this batch because beer's best drank fresh And however, when you get into a beer that big, this beer, I'll set aside a couple of kegs to tap next year and the year after that. This beer will age in, and you'll start getting currants out of it, some raisin flavors. And I'm trying to line up a couple of bourbon barrels out of the southeast.
Oh yes,
that we'll load the beer into, and then let it rest for about a year or so. And then when it comes out of there, Katie, bar the door.
Katie, bar the door. I'm ready. Now, is this something that you're going to have, and it's kind of for a limited time, or you're going to?
We just pop it out here it is,
right?
One keg and say, okay, you know, let's have it, and invariably like 3/4 of the drink by my friends because I can't keep my mouth shut.
I hope two of those friends are sitting right here at the table.
Well, I know I have an in.
We want to be in on that news. Can we make the A list, Dennis?
We'll try to pair it up with one of those wonderful hot dogs that were described earlier.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, that's sweet.
We'll just get a driver.
I love drivers. I love drivers. They go with me wherever I go. So why don't you walk us through a little bit about, you know, the range of beers that you have here from the, you know, this is your first time you've had a beer, this is where you're going to start, to this is something for the seasoned enthusiast.
Well, when we moved the brewery out of Gentle Bend, it was for the sole reason that we just couldn't brew enough beer and have the varietals that we wanted on. So we had moved the brewery a couple miles south down to Barrio Brewing Company.
Right.
And we were able to triple our capacity. So we went from having 5 or 6 beers on tap to right now we're running to 11 or 12.
Wow.
And we go from Blonde, which is a nice, beautiful Kolsch-style light ale. Then we have Taylor James Raspberry Ale, named after my daughter. I first brewed 17 years ago. She's graduating high school this coming May, which I can't even believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
My wife was sitting here at Gentle Bend's pregnant with her, working the front. So
baptized into the world of beer.
Exactly that. I think that's why she's so such a mild child, because she'd heard reggae music from One Blood thumping in the 90s. in vitro. So anyway, from there we go to a very nice Red Cat Amber, and then we have a Copperhead Pale Ale, an India Pale Ale, which has a huge hop profile now that hops are now available again. It's about one of the biggest India Pale Ales.
I'm going to stop you right there because you and I spent a lot of time together, and you've invited me into some beer tastings, and when it comes to the IPA, there's this wide range of flavor profiles. This one you've just nailed, dead on. What is it about this approach, this recipe, that gives your IPA such a unique position when compared to some of the others?
We use conventional hops in a very unconventional way. We use high alpha hops to finish, as opposed to just for the kettle strike.
Right.
When we also do hop backs, and then we dry hop. So we hop this beer 3 different ways,
man,
and it gets into some pretty unique flavors, and we're also doing it at a traditional style, high alcohol, high hop. There will be a lot of India Pale Ales that you taste out there that are coming in around 4% or so, and that just wasn't where the beer was born. So
right.
we try to hold true to its Burton on Trent roots.
High alcohol, high hop. I guess that's the formula.
Yeah,
I mean,
what is probably the most popular beer that you see just drained out of here?
Well, you could look statistically, and the Blonde, the lightest beer, and then the hoppiest beer are neck and neck, and it's very interesting.
Wow!
20 years ago when I started, I don't think I could have given an India Pale Ale away in Tucson.
Wow!
So. Flavor and taste have evolved with the people here, and it's just wonderful to see, what kind of reception it gets. Even like the Dunkelweiss that you're drinking now. I remember the first time I ever brewed a Hefeweizen, and this guy goes, well, let me try that. And Hefeweizens are known just for their banana and clove and cloudy. There's enough B12 in a pint of Hefeweizen to last you a week.
That's right.
Yeah. I was sitting there at the bar, and this guy orders one. He picks it up. He goes, yuck, this tastes like banana and clove. And I'm like, it's a Hefeweizen. And I just didn't even want it. I just got up and walked away going, I'll just stick to,
That's right.
Because at the time I had a Blonde, an Amber, a Pale, and a stout, and that's what we had. And since then, it's grown into we do nut browns. You know, we do a mocha java stout. What we
seriously, best stout I have ever had. I mean, for stout enthusiasts, this is the place to be.
We call it the breakfast beer of champions because it's got 10% oatmeal in it. It's got a ton of coffee. It's got a lot of Dutch fat-free Dutch cocoa in it, and then also we put in about 5% milk sugar. So you have your creamer, you have your coffee, you have your oatmeal. That's breakfast.
So we need to get stout on the menu over at the cereal box. I would say. I mean, you know, what goes better with Captain Crunch than a big old stout, Dennis?
The cereal box and the buffet.
The buffet bar. We're talking to Dennis Arnold, the owner and brewer here at Gentle Ben's Brewing Company, for another beautiful first Thursday art walk here at Main Gate Square. We're at 865 East University Boulevard, where we're drinking $3 pints for the next 10 minutes or so. So come on in, come on by, come say hi to Dennis because he's here. He's not going anywhere. And the time has come for this week's trivia question. Dennis alluded a little bit to what the question might be, but if you think you know the answer to this question, a Gentle Ben's gift certificate is on the line for you if you know the answer to this question.
What year did Gentle Ben's open?
What year did Gentle Ben's open? And for the Gentle Ben's enthusiasts across Southern Arizona, we want to remind them the original Gentle Ben's opened in what year? If you think you know the answer to that question, give us a call at 529-3508. That's 529-3508 for a chance to win a great gift card to Gentle Ben's. We'll be right back.
Guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation, Svend Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, looking right across this beer-soaked table at my celebrity co-host, Mr. Fred Ronstadt.
Yeah, you spill your beer out of the
You know what? I'm growing. I'm evolving. It's an evolution in spirit enthusiasm. Here we are at Gentle Ben's Brewing Company at 865 East University Boulevard, enjoying $3 pints here at Main Gate Square. It's the first Thursday Art Walk. This is the place you need to be as you're coming home from work because the sun is going to be going down a little bit. The party is just getting underway. We're having a great time with Dennis Arnold.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. Owner brewer of Gentle Ben. Dennis, we have a caller on the line who thinks they know the answer to the question, and we're going to go to Marie on line one. Marie, welcome to On the Menu Live.
I believe that was 1971.
Wow.
What?
It's gone.
I am on my feet, Marie. How in the world did you know the answer to that question?
You know, right?
You won, Marie. You won. You got the question right. Now, so either you have spent far too much time at Gentle Ben's, which I didn't think was humanly possible, or you're just taking a wild guess, but you're absolutely right, Marie. Now, Dennis, you know Marie. Is this a setup?
Mom, hang up the phone.
So, Marie, let me ask you this. You know, congratulations. You're going to be a guest of Dennis Arnold and redeem your gift certificate here at Gentle Ben's, but how in the world did you know that, ma'am?
I think I'm very old. I was there.
You were there on yes. Day one. You laid the cornerstone at Gentle Ben's, did you?
That's right.
Did you pay your tab?
Well, listen, hey, Marie, I want to thank you for listening to On the Menu Live, and I want to congratulate you for winning the trivia question. 1971 is when Gentle Ben's, in fact, did open for the first time. Marie, I don't want you to go away. I want you to hang on because Mark back at the studio is going to get your information. We're going to mail you that gift certificate. And when you come in, say hi to Dennis Arnold, introduce yourself, and tell him that you're the winner.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Marie. First caller with the right answer.
We have like 4 minutes to burn now?
we got a couple of minutes.
I did have a question for Dennis.
Absolutely.
How do you develop your flavor profiles? You have people come in saying, you know, I really want a beer that's for breakfast.
Well, after 20 years, it really has just come down to, if I was born with anything, it was an ability to cook. And I think that that's what beer making is all about. You've got three basic ingredients, and with a wide variety between those ingredients, you know, malt and hops and water is what beer is made of. But amongst malt, you can have so much going on. So you sit there and you put it in your mouth and you taste it. And you think, well, this might be nice here and that there. And then I was very fortunate to be one of the first people in the industry, and so. You know, I could always drink my mistakes. And you just knew, okay, next time a little bit less of this, and don't be drinking the Mocha Java Stout while you're brewing. And it's just worked out that way. And, you know, I listen to people and what they like and things like that, so it's kind of nice that way.
Flavor profiles and great beer.
That's right.
From Dennis Arnold himself. Well, Dennis, I want to keep talking to you for the next 2 hours, but, you know, it's an hour-long show. I think we need to talk about doing a two-hour show.
Well, let's just do it in metric.
Let's say you, listeners, yeah, we can turn this into a two-hour show, absolutely. Might, fewer listeners for Lou Dobbs. I don't know if that's the strategy or not, but Lou Dobbs is...
Well, I think you need a few beers to listen to Lou Dobbs.
He's had
a few beers.
This is a public service that we provide. Yeah, drink some beers and enjoy Lou Dobbs. Anyway, the hour goes so fast when you're having fun here at Main Gate Square. I want to thank you, Dennis, for being on the show.
And I tell you, come St. Patrick's Day, come on down to Main Gate Square. There will be a fantastic celebration in Geronimo Square. And up and down the street, you're not going to find a better selection of bars and restaurants and shops anywhere in Southern Arizona.
Perfect. This is the place to be, St. Patrick's Day, Main Gate Square. Listen, if you missed any part of this show, always remember you can tune in this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330 to hear the show in its entirety. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Fred Ronstadt reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's on the menu live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.